From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he would be willing to be interviewed under oath by special counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election. I'm looking forward to it, actually, Trump said, speaking to reporters at the White House. It's part of Mueller's ongoing Russia investigation. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said when asked if the president would invoke executive privilege to not answer questions.
I can't speak to the specifics of that. I can tell you that the White House has been fully cooperative and will continue to do so.
It is not known when that interview might occur. Gunmen stormed an office of aid agency Save the Children and battled security forces surrounding the building in Afghanistan. At least three people were killed and 20 others were wounded. This witness said that after the explosion, children and others started running away. Security forces engaged in a long gun battle. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Former USA gymnastics team physician Larry Nassar apologized to his accusers in court Wednesday after pleading guilty to sexually abusing female gymnasts, some as young as 10 years old.
That what I'm feeling pales in comparison to the pain, trauma, and emotional destruction that all of you are feeling.
A Michigan judge sentenced him to 175 years in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson resigned Wednesday from an international board that advises Myanmar or Burma on the Rohingya crisis, charging the panel has no agenda and was not committed to change.
I don't want to be part of a whitewash, and I felt it's best that I resign immediately.
Richardson described a heated exchange with Aung San Suu Kyi, and the two clashed over the proposed release of two Reuters journalists. Richardson has been pressing for their case to be treated fairly and rapidly. The United States tightened its economic crackdown on North Korea over its nuclear arms program on Wednesday, imposing sanctions on 9 entities, 16 people, and 6 ships it accused of helping Pyongyang develop weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. Treasury said it imposed sanctions on 2 China-based trading firms involved in exporting millions of dollars worth of metals and other goods used in North Korea's weapons industry. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has been talking with his Indonesian counterpart. Elizabeth Chernoff has the details.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told his Indonesian counterpart that the U.S. military is willing to work with the country's Kopassus Special Forces Unit. Once accused of torture and other rights abuses, Mattis says the group has since reformed and can help in the counterterrorism fight.
We know that we can learn a lot from them, and we must work together on this larger problem.
Mattis's visit to Jakarta comes as Indonesia looks to modernize its military and is more willing to push back against China's territorial claims.
That was Elizabeth Chernoff reporting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told his counterparts that the clock was ticking for them to find a solution for those children facing deportation after the Trump administration ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
If we don't solve this problem in 14 days, the Republicans are going to have to explain to Dreamers what their plan is to prevent them from being deported.
Schumer said that every Democrat supports DACA, and many Republicans did as well. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the White House will release legislative framework on Monday that will be a compromise on the immigration reforms, but she revealed no details. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.